U.S. cotton growers could harvest a 15.8 million bale crop this fall, 23% more than last year, but cotton prices may not fall.
We're seeing prices actually increase a little bit.
USDA Outlook Chairman Seth Meyer, and he says China's been holding huge stocks of cotton, and up to now, that has been hanging over the cotton market because no one knew what the Chinese would do with that cotton or how they would do it. And markets do not like uncertainty. But now, China's auctioning off some of those stocks.
And at the same time, you've seen some price strength because I think it's revealed some underlying demand that folks were hesitant to make moves because they didn't know how the Chinese would approach this. Now that the Chinese have come out and said, here's how we're going to do, and they start auctioning off the cotton, and it's sold well. I think there's some support from that.
Enough support that USDA is raising its forecast for cotton prices for this new crop, raising it by 4 cents from last month's forecast to an average price of 63 cents a pound. That would be a nickel higher than this past season's price. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.